Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Lawmakers in Washington are introducing a bill to provide $2 billion in aid for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome is a system that intercepts rockets in flight. Lawmakers from both parties have vowed to support Israel, but Congress can't move forward because there is no speaker after Kevin McCarthy was removed last week. The House could vote on a new speaker today. President Biden is asking Israel's prime minister to minimize civilian casualties in the war against Hamas. In the fourth day of conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas, there have been over 1,000 Israeli and Palestinian deaths. Yesterday, Biden officials said the president made a private phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and urged Israel to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Earlier yesterday, Biden spoke on the conflict and reiterated America's support for Israel, calling the Hamas attacks, quote, an act of sheer evil, end quote. A San Diego-based U.S. Navy sailor who was arrested for spying for the Chinese is still in custody, while another sailor is pleading guilty. 26-year-old Wenheng Zhao, who worked at Naval Base Ventura County, has entered a plea to federal charges of taking bribes in exchange for sending military information to a Chinese intelligence officer. He will be sentenced in January and faces up to 20 years in prison. A second sailor, Jin Chao Wei, was also arrested at Naval Base San Diego on the same charges. Saturday Night Live is returning this weekend. The NBC sketch show starts its 49th season October 14th after the Hollywood writers' strike ended. Former cast member Pete Davidson will be hosting, while Ice Spice is the musical guest. It's not just any pizza day. Today is officially National Sausage Pizza Day. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
NHL hockey is back. The 2024 regular season kicked off last night with a few games. The defending Stanley Cup champions Vegas Golden Knights defeated Seattle Kraken on the Las Vegas Strip inside the fortress. Final score was 4-1. The U.S. Coast Guard has recovered more debris and presumed human remains from the Titan submersible that imploded in June near the Titanic wreckage field.
Officials discovered more than evidence on the floor of the Atlantic Ocean last week. The debris and human remains were retrieved and are now being examined at a U.S. port. Investigators from the U.S. and Canada will use the pieces to try to determine what caused the submersible to implode as it descended to the wreckage of the Titanic.
That's Dave Collins reporting. Abortion in North Carolina fell by more than 30% in 1 month over the summer after the state's 12-week abortion ban went into effect. An analysis showed that there were over 1,300 fewer abortions in July compared to June. 7 additional patients are suing a Yale fertility clinic because a nurse was stealing fentanyl. That meant no painkillers during surgery. The 7 patients are joining roughly 70 others who previously sued the Yale Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility Clinic. The suit claims the clinic failed to inform the patients that saline had been replaced by the stolen fentanyl. Thanks for listening, my friend. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, so much happening in our world. Where do you start? I mean, an appellate judge gave a favorable warning, a little stay of execution for Donald Trump and his businesses and 1,000 employees in New York last week. That was positive, although the appellate judge wasn't willing to go so far as to just, you know, shut down the whole process, the scam that it is. But meanwhile, I mean, can you imagine? You own your own company, your own business, and all of a sudden, you know, some judge by summary judgment, just as a matter of fact, you know, we're canceling all your licenses and all your business, and you know, the state attorney, you know, the prosecutor is just over the top and going after Trump. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really hard to keep up with all the stuff that is happening with Trump in the courts today. But that aside, the House continues to struggle for consensus to pick its new speaker. But really, you know, kind of a bit controversial, I might say, Rick Manning, that John Kirby said that, you know, yes, they're sad and heartbroken, and he was almost in tears talking about what was going on in Israel. But he had to, you know, kind of punctuate his emotion with, but the president is still committed to climate change, that that's the most dangerous thing that we're dealing with right now.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
A guy who is a general who has a, you know, I think it's a. Could it possibly
was Kirby a
stretch? I think he was.
Was he a general or an admiral? Admiral, I think.
Admiral.
Was yeah, yeah.
Bottom line is, he was a high-ranking military.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And you know, he gets up there, and we have, shall we say, fires all over the world, and you've got at the same time as the Hamas attacks in Israel, you have China running the largest fleet of military aircraft over Taiwan that's for to date, and threatening Taiwan as a creating a three front war. You know,
and we're running out of ammunition, Rick.
And we're running out of ammunition. We moved, the Israelis are in trouble because we moved our ammunition storage, the ammunition that was stored in Israel, that was compatible with Israeli military needs. It was stored there in the event of the exact thing that's just happened with Hamas. We moved it to Ukraine.
Yeah, sure.
So we took the stores we had stored in Israel to help to support them, and we basically used them in Ukraine. It is a... And a guy who's a spokesman talking about military issues, this former admiral, is worried about climate change, the number one concern.
Yeah.
I mean, they're insane.
It really is. And the thing, the incompetency and the idiocy of this whole deal, this administration, first of all, we've got $6 billion out there floating, supposedly still hasn't been put into the hands of the mullahs there in Iran. But I would find a way to stop that transfer as quickly as possible.
They asked that yesterday. Reporters asked that, and he said, "Well, why don't we just refreeze it?" And I said, "Well, we can't. It's no longer. It's in Qatar. It's not in a bank that we can do something with. But we control. We still control whether or not they're going to be able to access it." And it's like, it's complete. It's such a fraud. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell you the simple way that Iran accesses it. Qatar's not a friendly country. Okay, let's just understand it. We had our command there. We may still have a command there in Doha, but Qatar itself, the government of Qatar, is not friendly to the United States. All that bank has to do, and $6 billion is a lot of money, mm-hmm. but all that bank has to do is lend the money to Iran that they want to draw off the $6 billion.
Yeah,
and then Iran can spend however they want to, and then Iran can draw it down based on I'm using it for humanitarian purposes.
Well, forget about that. That's a ruse. They're not. There's no humanity because they see everything as humanitarian, right?
And then
they even said, they even said flat out when they said, "Oh, well, the United States said this could only be used for humanity," and they all but laughed. You're kidding. This is our money. We're going to do whatever we darn well please. But it's not. It's not just the $6 billion, as Ratcliffe said. Rick, over the weekend, John Ratcliffe said, look at, the Biden administration, people forget because this was kind of another one of those late night exchanges with Anthony Blinken, who allowed Iraq to give Iran $2.7 billion. You also had the canceling of some restrictions that in terms of oil and selling oil to China, which they were not supposed to be doing. And that's kind of been ignored. So basically, the sum total of this whole deal is upwards of $60 billion is what they've given them.
We've kept the Iranian government afloat. And that's not to mention the fact that Iran was pumping about 200,000 barrels of oil a day when Donald Trump left office and selling it on the market. And they're selling about 5 million barrels a day now on the market at a price. And when Donald Trump was there, the price per barrel was low. I think it was in the 40s. Mm-hmm. And now the price per barrel is in the 80s. Yeah. So you've increased the amount of oil they're selling by 20 times, and you've doubled the price. So, guess what? It's Iran is relatively flush with money being generated just by their oil supplies. And it is and Joe Biden keeps sending them, more. Mm-hmm. So it is all in all, the Biden administration is complicit in this. But if you want to just talk about directly with Hamas, the Trump administration had ended funding to Hamas.
Exactly.
They cut off funding to the UN Human Rights Commission, which was giving money to Hamas. Joe Biden rescinded that policy immediately, freeing up $150 million U.S.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden we're going to start paying the people that have killed our number one ally in the Middle East, killed their families. So now we're going to reinstate the pension program there. I mean, that's absurd.
This is kind of an old Western movie saying, and I don't know if it's an accurate saying or not, but it used to be, occasionally you have somebody who was Indian, Native American, say, white man speak with forked tongue. In this case, when Joe Biden or Kirby talk about Israel, they are speaking with forked tongue.
I think so. And the other thing you're finding out is that, Rick, is that that $80 billion of munitions and armaments that was left in Afghanistan?
Yep.
Guess where it's showing up?
I know. happens.
In the hands of Hamas. And of course, then you sit there and you're watching what's going on in the southern border, and you think Hezbollah is just, you know, nipping at the bit here. And they're waiting for the go-ahead from Iran because they're more closely related to Iran than Hamas. And they want nothing more than to be able to do a two-sided front and really put the stress on Israel. Right?
100% correct.
Stay tuned for details. Got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you. fresh and independent. Just wait, like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Well, Rick, you know, Israel called up a strong reserve force in excess of 300,000 assembling at the border. I believe the movement is underway now for urban warfare. This is going to be a horrific time. You know, we continue to pray for Israel, pray for the safety of the IDF because of what, you know, what's going to happen here. This is Israel, you know, coming back. I mean, it's like the days of Esther and Haman, right? And when Israel was allowed to reverse the edict, you know, from the king that all Jews were going to be wiped out, then Jews had several days in which to defend themselves. And I think it's going to be shades and memories of the days of Esther.
Yeah, the difference is going to be we're going to have videos of it, and and it is going to.
I'll guarantee you, though, the IDF is not going to behead children.
No,
I'll guarantee you.
Behead children, they're not going to behead grandmas. They are going, you know, once again, the challenge when you're fighting barbarians, mm-hmm. is barbarians send a military force to attack a music festival. And they're sending a message that nobody's safe. You know, you can't have do anything in Israel because we could show up and kill you as a military force. They had a planned military operation against a music festival.
Land, air, and sea, Rick.
I want to put that in people's perspective of what these people did, what they chose to do in terms of going home to home and beheading children. This is a, you know, this is what these people chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
They elected this government of Hamas. Gaza is independent, is not controlled by Israel, and their government made a decision. The people of Gaza greeted their warriors, I use that in quotes, coming back into Gaza with cheers and great victories as they were bringing back the dead mutilated bodies of girls, as they were bringing back the you know, hostages of children and grandmas and women who'd been raped repeatedly. These are not, you know, and so you then, and we're going to end up with the media attempting to create an equivalency mm-hmm. of saying, oh, well, you know, going into Gaza, you know, there's civilians being killed. You know, the difference is simple. In Israel, the military stands between the civilian and the threat.
Mm-hmm.
In Gaza, Hamas puts the civilian in front of them and hides behind the civilian in an attempt to shield themselves from actually being held accountable. And that's the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there will be civilian casualties in Gaza, and unfortunately, the people who are fighting will be hiding behind those civilians, and in order to try to shield themselves from having to face the music.
That's
the evil that we face.
And the other thing too, Rick,
in Israel.
The important thing to consider here also is the people there in Hamas. Okay, the Arabs there. Hamas is a very oppressive totalitarian government. I was speaking with General Amir on Monday. He said, Bill, he says, a lot of the Palestinians had already left the Gaza. They escaped through the south and they're in Egypt because the government was so untenable they couldn't handle it. And maybe the only people that are left are just the crazy, insane Arabs that just don't know better. They're so ideologically fixed. There's just no saving them, possibly. And if there's any strain of reason, what might be an option for the people who have some reason there to save themselves is to step away from Hamas and let the military come in and do what they need to do and make sure that there is a dividing line between them, you know, the Arabs with reason versus Hamas. And, you know, because, you know, it's going to be a cleansing.
Well, my hope would be that that people who are not, that some people there will tell the IDF where the prisoners are being held.
Right.
So that they, and will, because they know. Mm-hmm. And if the civilian population turns on Hamas and says, here's, you know, here's where the prisoners are being held, and here are the people who did it, you know, and turn over the, where the strongholds are for Hamas, mm-hmm. And where the tunnel networks are coming from, well, then it's not as difficult of a cleanup as it would be otherwise. But my strong suspicion is that that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And as a result, it is a, there will be considerably more civilian deaths than you'd hope, because the civilians have effectively become,
they're part and parcel of Hamas.
Being held captive, if you know that there's a kidnapper and they're raping and hurting people right next door to your house, and you don't pick up the phone and tell the cops there's something going on next door,
right?
You know that's happening. You have, and you don't tell the cops that that's happening. Aren't you culpable? Yes.
Yeah, I would.
You are
yes,
culpable.
I would think so. Yes.
And so, if similarly, you know, those who sit there and, you know, when the IDF's coming through, they're not going to go and just kill civilians randomly the way the Hamas did. They watched the atrocity. They're not going to do that. They're not going to have the blood on their hands. But the blood is on the hands of Hamas if every civilian is killed, because Hamas is the one who instigated A and B, who's intimidated people to the point that they're afraid of their captors being Hamas, more than they're afraid of anything that happens to them from the IDF force. And it's this is just going to get, it's going to get ugly in a lot of ways. And I just pray that the contagion of war doesn't spread.
Yeah. Well, like you said, we've got Hezbollah in the north. They're already sending some missiles, not letting it all go full force. In fact, it's reported that actually they have a lot more available to them than Hamas does. So that could be pretty crazy. By the way, this breaking news here now, Rick, is that Hamas founding member Abu Osama reportedly among those killed in Israeli airstrikes. This is hot off the press. So, so here you are. I mean, these kind of reports, and Hamas, when they realize that their founder, and I'm sure this spreads out pretty quick, that he's dead, and that Israel, you know, obviously with the intensity of bombing and targeted bombing that they're doing, that this is serious. That they have reaped the whirlwind on this one.
Yes, they have, and Hamas leaders who are in places like Qatar again, which is where a number of Hamas leaders are.
Right, that's where they reside. Yeah, exactly.
They don't live in the muck and the mire they create through their horror regime. They live in a place where wealthy people can be wealthy.
They act like Democrats then. That's what Democrats do, right?
They do. That's exactly
hey,
right.
We only got a little bit more than a minute, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I just want to close on this and saying Hamas is hiding under buildings. When you see residential thing complexes falling down, it doesn't mean that people are in there. It means that that's where Hamas has their headquarters, in the basement, and are launching strikes from. So don't get fooled by the videos that they're going to come out of Gaza. Okay. That's
okay. Last thing, 40 seconds left. New speaker, where are we?
I think they're struggling to find a new speaker, and my bet is I endorse Jim Jordan. America's parliamentary government endorsed Jim Jordan. However, if I had to bet, I think that the person who will be speaker will not be Jim Jordan. It will not be Steve Scalise, but it will be somebody who isn't really being actively considered right now.
Mm-hmm. Even though there's a sense of urgency, you know, we understand the Senate is not in session, so they've got a little bit of time here, right? But still, They've got to get this done. Rick Manning, thank you. Appreciate it.
Done now.
Are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
USA News Update. Lawmakers in Washington are introducing a bill to provide $2 billion in aid for Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Iron Dome is a system that intercepts rockets in flight. Lawmakers from both parties have vowed to support Israel, but Congress can't move forward because there is no speaker after Kevin McCarthy was removed last week. The House could vote on a new speaker today. President Biden is asking Israel's prime minister to minimize civilian casualties in the war against Hamas. In the fourth day of conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas, there have been over 1,000 Israeli and Palestinian deaths. Yesterday, Biden officials said the president made a private phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and urged Israel to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip. Earlier yesterday, Biden spoke on the conflict and reiterated America's support for Israel, calling the Hamas attacks, quote, an act of sheer evil, end quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Appreciate Rick Manning's perspective, on all things that are happening. It's just unbelievable. When I say all things are happening, I'm talking specifically about Israel and the Gaza. And again, our prayers are, you know, with the IDF, you know, with the families who have lost loved ones, families who are dealing with, loved ones who have been kidnapped, and those that are missing. I mean, the stories that are coming out of Israel are so heartbreaking, and it's hard to ignore, you know, the raw footage as well, the rape, the pillaging, the human destruction and inhumane and savagery of Hamas. I'll tell you, you cannot blame Benjamin Netanyahu or the Israelis to be fixed on, you know, cleansing the Gaza once and for all. Jenny Beth Martin is with us now, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, before we talk about the speaker, just to get your, your insight on Israel and your comments.
I 100% stand by and support Israel and the right of Israel to defend the nation against these atrocious, barbarian, animalistic terrorist attacks against them. What we've heard happen, the beheading of babies, raping of women, taking women and toddlers as hostages. People have questioned, how could there have been such an intelligence failure?
Exactly.
And I think that my response to that is, what intelligence would have ever imagined that the terrorists would do anything like the atrocity that we have seen happen on Saturday? I don't think it was imaginable to most humans until it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's much the same whether it's 9/11, whether, you know, we're talking Pearl Harbor. There's always human human participation in failures like this. I am sure that Israel, being what it is, when I was in Israel, Jenny Beth, I had the opportunity to go into the bunkers to just see some of the surveillance and how they conduct their surveillance. It is highly sophisticated. And we were so uniquely blessed to have that opportunity. I mean, I felt like, you know, amongst other things, you're like on hallowed ground. I mean, you're back there looking at, things that are, should be top secret. But we were privileged to given that opportunity. So, yes, and especially Israel, because Israel has been vigilant from day one. They have to be. I mean, and they have concentric circles of defenses on everything around the airport, around their country and everything like this. So whatever the case may be, it's happened. And now Israel is responding. The thing that to me is quite revealing is we have young people here in this country. I don't know if you saw like for Stanford, how many kids and Stanford. In California, how many kids signed a petition, against Israel and Israel's response and in support of Hamas? And the thought came to mind is that, you know, it's the same thing there in the Arab nations. You get young people who are conditioned in the Middle East. Again, you're talking, you know, thousands of years, generation of indoctrination of how they hate the Jews. And here we are in America and we are starting in that same pattern. We have a generation of young kids that have been indoctrinated to hate America, to hate anything that supports America or our allies. And this is starting to bubble up here. And this is dangerous. We need to pay attention to this and figure out what to do, because when you have people who are in our educational institutions who are taking advantage of the beneficence of this country and what we provide, and for them to support evil, I think it's pretty scary that we allow them to be living amongst us, because it's no longer existential. It's right here in our neighborhoods. I think it's very dangerous.
It's extremely dangerous. These college students who are taking these stances and supporting Hamas rather than supporting Israel, they weren't alive, or they were just barely toddlers when 9/11 happened here. So their context of the terror and the necessity for the world to stand against terrorists is different than ours, because they're the first generation to not have lived through 9/11 and the way that the rest of us did. And I think that part of that is showing in the indoctrination that we have had throughout our entire public school system is showing as well. And I urge every single parent right now, if you have kids, if they're in college, you need to have a conversation with them right now to make sure they understand you stand with Israel, and they need to as well. And if they don't know why you stand with Israel, explain it to them. Because if there is a void, nature abhors a vacuum, and it will fill the vacuum. It will fill the space. So you need to make sure there is not a vacuum there and that you're filling that space. And if your kids are younger than that and they're on social media, you need to log in and look at what they are seeing on their social media feed. Because if you don't, again, there could be a vacuum in there that you don't even know exists, that someone else or some algorithm or some nefarious actor has rigged the algorithm in their favor, manipulated the algorithm in their favor to fill your kids' minds with things that you don't even believe. And as parents, we have to pay attention to that right now and make sure our kids understand the battle ahead.
Well, many of the kids don't even believe that the Holocaust happened, Jenny Beth. So, you know, to your point, the propaganda and the infilling of disinformation in this generation is so dangerous. And this is why they begin to think and believe in the narrative that's being put out there, even by, you know, elected officials in our government. Speaking of which, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I wanted to, you know, get your response. I understand that Tea Party Patriots Action is endorsing Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan for Speaker. Tell us more.
Yes, we are endorsing Jim Jordan. He is a rock solid conservative who has stood for and advocated conservative principles and policies for years. We endorsed him for speaker before this year. We've done it several times in the past. But more than that, he does what he says he's going to do, and he keeps his promises. And as speaker, he's not going to do everything that we would want, because he has a different role to fill than just being a conservative activist. But what I know that we can count on with him is that he will be honest with us. He will explain what's going on and why it is important. He will do that to the rest of the country. And he will be a true leader as speaker. And that's what we need right now.
Exactly. What is your read on Steve Scalise?
I think that Steve Scalise is a fine man. He is also conservative. He's also especially socially conservative. He's part of leadership and has been part of leadership for a very long time, the upper part of leadership within the chamber. And I think we need a change from the upper portion of leadership, which is why I support Jim Jordan. If it winds up being Steve Scalise, I have a good relationship with him, and I don't have animosity towards him. And if he becomes the speaker, I'll do everything I can to help him be successful while still advocating for our values and our policies.
Well, because of the way this has disassembled, I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on whoever is speaker, right?
Yes, there will be a tremendous amount of pressure on whoever is speaker, and we need to pray for the conference meeting that begins at 10 a.m. Eastern time today.
Exactly. Well, right now they're saying about a third of the, you know, the House is for Jordan, a third Scalise, a third is still undecided. You need all hands on deck. You need total support of the Republican Party. And we pray that consensus will be arrived, you know, that they will arrive to that consensus faster than last time, because there's lots of issues to deal with, right? We've got 10 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up, Jenny.
That's exactly right. If you haven't called your congressman, call your congressman and tell them to vote for Jim Jordan, and do it quickly.
Jenny Beth Martin, thank you. Take care. Godspeed.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Chris Chmielewski is back with us, the Vice President of Numbers USA. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
Always good to have you back on. What we saw this past weekend, a border being stormed. Boy, I'll tell you, this should have brought a lot to bear in terms of our southern border and what's going on here, how pernicious it is. I mean, clearly difference with Hamas, you knew that there was danger there. It was quite obvious. I think there's danger here at our southern border that's quite obvious, especially when federal law enforcement has noted that they've stopped at least 160 people listed on the terror watch list from entering the U.S. illegally at America's borders this fiscal year. This is the highest number ever. So, Chris, they may not have come across in the numbers or like in land, air, and sea like they did into Israel, you know, from the Gaza. But you're talking, you know, terrorists who are coming into the country illegally to live another day, to assemble, you know, some sort of effort that isn't beneficial for America's citizens, I would think on the face. Common sense would tell you that, right?
One would think, and you know, we've talked about this quite a bit in the past. You know, you mentioned the number, I think, you know, nearly 160 people arrested at the border on the known terror watch list crossing the border illegally. 1.5 million gotaways that we know about in the last 2 years, and there are actually reports that the administration is taking down some of the detecting equipment that they use because they just simply don't want to know how many people are getting away.
That's
the only explanation you can make out of it. And that's, you know, that's the fear. You know, somebody comes across the border and they ping, assuming they're giving us their correct name, their correct information, that they're showing up on a known terror watch list. you know, I would like to think that those are the people that the Biden administration is not releasing into the United States, but we don't know because we don't have a whole lot of transparency on what's happening down on the border from this administration. But again, what about the people who give false names coming across the border, or again going back to those gotaways? So it's a huge concern, not just because of the sheer number of people that are coming across and how bad this border crisis continues to be 2.5 months into the 2.5 years into this administration, but certainly the national security threat and the public safety threat that it poses.
Again, let's go back to the president's number one job, national security, right? I mean, that is his number one job, national security. He has abandoned his number one job. I mean, this is, I don't know how to put it in any other terms, Chris. This is flat out treason, what he's doing to the American people. And the American people are just taking it. They're just sitting there just watching it happen until this thing gets so far out of hand. And then what are you going to do? He's going to be retired, or maybe he's dead. And so it's just one of those bad nightmares that somehow we have to clean up, because now we're not talking, you know, 30 million illegals. We're talking 50, maybe even 60 million illegal immigrants that you don't even know. They haven't been properly vetted. And you got to know that this latest iteration of illegal immigrants coming into the country aren't coming in on a level playing field. And by that, I mean, they are beholden to the cartels. I mean, that is, that's 100%. These people are not getting across the border unless they've got a wristband that designates their job assignment with the cartels. Is that what you're saying, or am I overstating this?
That's what we're seeing. And you know, certainly this crisis is at the hands is because of the administration's policies. But you know, I don't want to take blame away from Congress. Congress had an opportunity; they had must pass legislation in the continuing resolution to keep the government open at the end of September, beginning of this month, and they took no action. The House of Representatives has passed HR2, which would address many of these loopholes that are being used by the people crossing the border illegally, and overwhelming Border Patrol. And it's that overwhelming of Border Patrol that leads to these 1.5 million gotaways. It would close up those loopholes, mandatory E-Verify, strengthen interior enforcement a little bit. You know, the House has passed the legislation. It's introduced in the Senate by Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, but the bill's just sitting there. But they had a golden opportunity to do something on the border, and every single member of Congress basically passed on it. And so, yes, the border crisis is due to the administration's policies and these people coming across. As you mentioned, they are beholden to the cartels, and they have to pay off those debts when they get here, or else face the consequences. And that has led to a vast network of cartel members in the United States working these folks. But at the same time, Congress really has just stood by and allowed it to happen on their watch.
Yeah, I mean, the whole deal, I mean, you get the situation, the argument from the administration saying, oh, we need, you know, we need reform, we're for reform, but you're not getting it done. The bottom line is you're not getting it done. It's kind of like Obamacare, you know, we got to repeal and replace. Well, here it is, you got, it comes down to one man, John McCain, and it doesn't get done. And we're here living with this nightmare, and a lot of the complications and the unfortunate results of our national health care system you can blame on Obamacare, and it was quite exposed during COVID, but nobody wants to talk about that, Chris. And it's the same thing here with what's going on, whether it's Matt Gaetz or others who are putting a stick in the spokes of of our objective, you know, to seal up the border. It's like, okay, look at, you know, I understand that you want to be passionate about principles, but you got to take what you can get. And, you know, and here you are, you turn the house upside down, and really, at a time when we need to be moving forward, we're renegotiating a new speaker. And, you know, you've got to be focused on the job in hand. And I agree with you that all things political, all things governmental have failed the American people here. And meanwhile, the sex trafficking, the human trafficking continues. Fentanyl continues to, you know, come across the border. Thank you very much, China, which is, you know, China is killing you know, through their efforts. I mean, this is bio warfare with them sending fentanyl, and Mexico is complicit with this, and it's coming into our country, killing anywhere 80, 100,000 people. Chris, we went nuts when 3,000 people were killed at 9/11. Every year, we're talking 80 to 100,000 just on fentanyl alone. And, you know, what are we doing? Nothing.
Not much. Well, I hope the events of this weekend is a little bit of a wake-up call. You did see, I think, even the events that happened in the House of Representatives last week with McCarthy losing his speakership seemed to be a little bit of a wake-up call, because all of a sudden you have the administration announcing, yeah, maybe we're going to go back in and reconsider adding some more fencing down on the Texas-Mexico border down there,
right?
So many of the people are coming through. So I think they fear that maybe they're going to have to deal with a tougher House of Representatives, and maybe some folks in the Republican Party on the House side do mean business when it comes to the border. But yeah, if this weekend could be, if there could ever be a catalyst to try to get everybody to unite on the fact that our number one focus right now needs to be securing our border, then this should be it, I guess.
But Chris, to your point, to your point, there needs to be a strategic narrative that's assembled, you know, by Republicans, by conservatives, by those on the border, you know, even, you know, with your organization, a VP number, Numbers USA, is there needs to be a consistent drumbeat narrative that ties in what happened there at the Gaza with the border, you know, the border breakdown there and what could happen here. There's got to be that consistent message that's hammered out there, because the mainstream media is not going to pick up on that. They're not going to, you know, they're going to keep arm's length distance to protect, as they've always protected, Joe Biden and this administration. So all conservatives need to come together with a message that aligns these events to say, look, at you think it can only happen in Israel? I mean, look at what's happening, the comparative here. I mean, and we don't necessarily have them coming by, you know, at the point where they're coming by air, although you could argue that they are, because some people are coming into the country by air, by land, by sea. But, you know, up to this point, it's maybe danger deferred might be the proper perspective, is what we're looking at right now, is because you can't allow 160 plus known terrorists to come into the country and think they're just here to, you know, come for a bar mitzvah or something.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be difficult to argue that Israel probably this weekend had stronger borders than we currently have. So,
no doubt.
You know, yeah. And they just maybe let their guard down for half a minute and look at what happened. We've been letting our guard down now for 2.5 years. So
exactly.
Again, hopefully we'll seal this thing up and reduce the threat on the American people.
Well, you're exactly right, you know, Chris, because I don't know of another country like Israel that is so vigilant about their perimeter and border, because they deal, you know, with terrorist activity constantly. They're constantly on guard. So there was a bad breakdown. Might have been because it was the holiday, you know, the celebration of joy of the Torah. You know, they relaxed a little bit, you know, in much the same way that it was a Sunday when Pearl Harbor was attacked, right? You know, all kinds
right.
of human elements can come into play, but it just goes to show you, like Condoleezza Rice said, you know, we have to be right 100% of the time. The terrorists, all they have to be right is once. And this seems to be what happened. Chris Chmielewski, thank you so much for being with us, the Vice President of Numbers USA.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect
protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.